Hey, welcome. You're tuned into the Mind Walker Method, where it helps to go a little mental at times, because that's how we get to know ourselves better and how we grow, isn't it? I'm your host, Tony Wake, and in today's episode, we're going to look at 5 tips for a balanced life. Now, before we get into how to get a balanced life, let's get on the same page and look at what exactly is balance in the first place. Now, when you feel calm, relaxed, clear-headed, or motivated and grounded, this is what a lot of people think that balance is all about. But now, thinking of balance in that way, it's evident that balance can be found in 2 different ways. It can either be found internally, and this is self-reflection, looking at your emotions, your thoughts, your personality, and your identity. Or it can be found externally, and this is through your work, your relationships, hobbies, your studies even. And when looking at these 2 different ways to find balance and what balance is, it's evident that this is not sustainable. Balance cannot be sustained. That things within your internal experience, your self-reflection or your emotions or your thoughts, and in your external experience, your work, your relationships, your hobbies and studies, all of those are prone to change. And that's why we say change is the only constant. Even change is at mercy of itself. Change also changes. Nothing is constant other than change. Now, when I talk about the internal balance, when you have too much internal balance, you risk losing out on experiencing life. When you have too much external and you're focused too much on the external, this is your work, your relationships, your external, your studies, for instance, you risk getting lost in life and you begin to lose your identity. Now, that is in this episode, we're going to focus on balancing your internal and your external focus, your internal and your external reality. Now, when we want to focus our internal reality, when we want to find balance there, there are 3 different aspects of internal reality, internal focus that we can balance, that we can find balance in. And that is firstly our mind, and you can either challenge yourself intellectually or you create opportunities for your mind to rest and relax and just float on by. You can also focus on your heart, where you either choose to give love versus receiving love, and your health, eating healthy and exercising properly versus resting and binging and being very lazy. Because yes, health starts from inside. It's an internal focus point first before it starts showing on the external. Speaking of external, to find more balance in the external world, you have 4 different aspects. You have firstly work, either you're pushing to achieve your goals versus just sitting back and enjoying the ride. You have your social environment, time spent with others versus time that you spend by yourself in self-reflection. You have family time, which is family responsibilities versus setting healthy boundaries for yourself. And also the fun, you know, enjoying activities, going out and enjoying the fun things, versus, you know, not overdoing it, leaning back a bit and keeping things within balance. Now, before we get to the 5 tips, I'm going to give you 5 tips how to create this internal and external balance. What I first want you to do is go and grab a pen and paper, or a pencil and paper, if you will. And then when you have that pen and paper or that pencil and paper, I want you to do the following. I want you to draw a circle on that paper, a nice big circle. And then after you've drawn that circle, I want you to cut that circle up, divide it into 7 basic areas. So it's basically like you're cutting a cake, you're dividing it into 7 equal areas. Now, once you've divided that cake, once you've divided that circle, I want you to write inside the circle the following. In the one area, you write mind. In the next, you write body. The next, you write emotions. Another area, you're writing career. Then you're writing financial, because finances and career are not necessarily the same thing. Then you write relationships. And lastly, you're writing fun. Now, as you look at that wheel, I want you to gauge if zero is right in the center of that wheel, where all the points come together. If zero is in the center, and 100% full, joyous, extraordinary, out there experience, full happiness of each area is on the outer rim of that wheel. Go and gauge, draw a line in that specific areas. How happy are you with your mental development? If zero is in the center and 100% is right on the edge, how happy are you percentage-wise? 40%, 50%, maybe you read a lot and you feed your mind regularly, maybe you're 80% happy. How happy are you with your mental development? Now let's move over to body. If zero is in the center, 100% is right on the brim, how happy are you with your body? How satisfied are you with your physical development? Are those love handles getting to you a little bit? Maybe you're just 40% happy. Maybe you started after lockdown and you started exercising real good. Maybe during lockdown you've been very active and exercising and your body is actually starting to look good. Maybe you're 60 or 70% happy. Let's look at emotions. How satisfied are you with your emotional well-being? Zero is in the center, 100% is right on the edge. Where do you stand with your emotional balance, your emotional well-being? Now let's look at career. Now, before we look at that, understand that finances and career are not the same thing. Career is the actual work that you do, the actual industry and environment where you find yourself. Finances has got to do with the income that you get and the amount of effort you put in to receive that income. So leave finances for now. We're going to get to that in a moment. Let's look at career. How satisfied and happy are you with your career development? Are you in a position that you enjoy, or is it a drag every day to drag yourself out of bed and get dressed and get to work? Or are you one of those type of personalities and people who, when your feet touch the floor in the morning, out of bed, you're ready to go, everything happens so fast, you're super excited, and you're just ready to take on the day? Do you enjoy what you do for a living? What is your level of satisfaction and happiness in your career? Draw that line in. And now do the same with finances. Are you really happy with your finances? Are you making a killing every month? Are you 2, 3, 4 years ahead? Do you have enough saved up for old age or for a rainy day? Or do you believe that you're not living abundantly, that there's a lack in your life? Financially, how satisfied and content are you? Now let's look at relationships. And this is not just relationships in the sense of romantic relationships, but also with your family, with your friends, with your peers. How happy are you in the relationships in your life? Do you have rich, meaningful relationships? Do you enjoy the people that you are surrounded with? Do you constantly build on those relationships? Or are you experiencing lack? Do you feel like there's something missing within your relationship? There's no emotional stimulation. How satisfied and content are you within your relationships? Zero in the center, 100% right on the rim. Draw that line in. And then lastly, let's look at fun. How much are you enjoying life? Do you regularly go out now that lockdown is finally over? Well, kind of over, right? Do you enjoy going out and having fun? Do you do exciting things in your life? or are you experiencing boredom in life? Do you feel like you're stagnating, that life is just passing you by? It's all work, 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 and no play. How much fun are you having in life? Now, if you look at where you drew the lines into those different aspects of life, those seven different areas, and if you were to color in from the center out to where those lines that you drew in are, let's say mind is at 60%, body is at 40%, your emotions are at 20%, your career, you're standing at a 70%, financially, you're maybe at a 50%, your relationships might be good, you might be standing at an 80% there, and fun, you might be standing at a 10%. And if you were to color in from the center every area up into the lines that you draw in, imagine if that was a wheel and you were to put four of those wheels, or if you're driving a motorcycle, put two of those wheels on a motorcycle. And if you were to ride and drive with those wheels on your vehicle, how smooth would the ride be? How balanced would it be? How comfortable would that ride be? How much energy would have to go in to actually keep those wheels turning? And yet, how many of us, looking at it now in a visual perspective, how many of us wonder why we feel tired, why we feel drained from life, why it is that we put so much into life and it just feels like life is not balanced, things aren't flowing as easily as we expect them to. And now, looking at this visual representation, it should be easier for you to realize and understand why you're feeling so drained, because your life is not balanced. And this visual representation also gives you an idea of which areas of your life needs the most immediate attention in order to become more fulfilled. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're focusing more on fun, the mind is going to go back, because then if you're filling the one and you're draining the other, you're not growing. You're retracting from your overall growth. So you need to continue pushing the amount that you're pushing for your mind, or you need to continue pushing for the amount that you're pushing for your body to keep that growth and that satisfaction intact, and then focus your attention within the other areas to bring them all into balance. And now I hear what you're saying. Yes, Tony, if I had enough time, I would be more than happy to do that. And I would be more than happy to push all these areas, but how do you expect me to actually go and do that? It's easy for you to say, isn't it? Well, that's where the five tips come in for you to create a balanced life for yourself. Now, these five tips might not be easy at first, but the more you do them, the more you actively participate in creating this within your life, the more and easier you'll begin to realize that it gets easier and more comfortable and smoother throughout life. Because just like a round, smooth wheel takes less effort to gain momentum, the same way, once you start filling these lacking areas in your life, you'll realize that less energy is needed to keep everything flowing. You'll have more time and more energy to grow and push into the areas that need more attention and more energy. Now, number one, balance is a process. And a lot of the times when I speak to my coaching clients, I explain to them that change is the only constant. It's the only thing that they constantly is, which means balance isn't a destination. It's not something that you wake up one morning and just miraculously, oh, look, I've arrived. My life is now balanced. It's not that simple. Balance is a process. It's not a goal. You need to continuously work towards it. It's almost like a tightrope walker. If you see a person walking on a tightrope, they don't just get on the rope, find their balance once, and then walk straight to the other side, keeping that balance. They have to continuously calibrate. They need to continuously feel where they are, how they're moving, what the next step is, and they need to continuously balance. It's a process. Now, the same way, you need to constantly calibrate, constantly take a road call, so to speak, of where you are, where you want to go, the steps you've taken to get to where you are, and what needs to occur for you to move forward. So it's a process. Keep that in mind. Now, this is also good news because it also means that whenever you feel down or depressed or you feel like things aren't balanced, that means that you can easily find your balance because you simply need to calibrate. Find what needs to change, what needs to be altered in some way, because change is the only constant. And you can rely on that change to change anything in a manner for you to be more empowered. The second tip is to prioritize. Now, with prioritization, I mean only set 5 goals for yourself every day, from the most important to the least important, so that at any given point of that day, whenever you need to calibrate, whenever you need to find out where you are in the process, that you can look at, this is the goal that is most important right now. I've prioritized. These are the 5 things I'm looking at. So in this moment, this is what I need to focus on, and this is what I need to accomplish. That way, you will not feel overwhelmed with the amount of things that is occurring within your life at any given point in time, but you can only focus your mind on one specific thing. Tip number 3, set long and short-term goals. Now, this is where business coaching or executive coaching comes in. A lot of the times when I help entrepreneurs or even big businesses with setting long and short-term goals, we talk about the tactics versus the strategies. Now, tactics are the steps. It's the physical steps, the physical things that you do one by one in order to move forward. Now, these are the short-term goals, the tactics. What am I tactically doing? What are the physical steps that I'm doing? And this is where your priority list comes in. Looking at your priorities, this is what I need to accomplish, and this is how I'm going to accomplish them. So these are your tactics, the short-term goals. The long-term goals are the strategies. These are the bigger pictures. In the long term, what is my strategy for getting to goal number A, B, C, D, or E? My long-term goals. What are they? How am I going to get there? And this is my strategy. These are my strategies for getting to those long-term goals. So set long and short-term goals for yourself. Tip number 4 is be specific, because vague ideas lead to vague actions. If you want to have more money, how much money do you want more? If somebody just tells me, I want more money, I'll put a 1 rand or a 5 rand or a 10 rand in their hand and tell them, here, now you've got more money. Happy? You know, you've gotten what you've asked for. You have more money. If I want to feel better than what, than when? Do you want to feel better than what you woke up this morning? Do you want to feel better than when your dog passed away 1.5 years ago? What do you want to feel better as? So be specific. If you want more money, write down, this is the amount of more money that I want. This is the time frame in which I want it. This is how I'm going to get it. These are the strategies, the tactics, and the priorities that I'm setting down for myself. And I realize that it is a process, that I need to continuously work at it and continuously go through these steps daily, moment by moment, in order to achieve this specific amount that I want or the specific goal that I want to achieve. Now, going through all of that will only get you that far, because tip number 5 is team up. And with team up, I mean there is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. Whenever I hear these guys on radio or on TV or on YouTube or wherever speaking about, I'm a self-made millionaire, I call bullshit. For the simple fact that person did not take their own money, go and buy their own product over and over and over, because it's going to lead to less money. They're not going to go out and buy their own product and that's the only form of income that they're getting. Nonsense. They needed other people to invest belief and finances and attention and trust within them to purchase their product or their service or their idea. So if there's no such thing as a self-made millionaire, then you within yourself, within your own capacity, need to team up. Because your weaknesses that you have might be another one's strengths. And vice versa. You might have strengths that somebody else finds very weak within themselves. So that's how balance is often not achieved alone. And people tend to forget that life is a team sport. It's not a spectator sport where you stand on the sideline. It's also not a solo sport. You can't go at it alone. We're all in this life together. We're all in each other's lives and life experience together. So the sooner that you can team up and become part of a team where your strengths together makes you stronger than the sum of your parts, the moment you can do that and you start teaming up and being specific, setting long and short-term goals, prioritizing and realizing that it is a process that you have to walk through and go through daily, moment by moment, these are the steps that will help you create a balanced life to ease the comfort and ease the road, ease the journey for you to live a healthy, happy, fulfilling life. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Mindwalker Method. For past episodes and more information, please go to tonywake.com. And for more online training courses and training information and articles, you can also go to mindwalker.co.za. Have fun out there, folks. Stay strong, stay safe, and as always, stay true to you.